Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. It's good to be back on Blog Talk Radio tonight, Reaching the World for Christ in memory of Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. And I just want to thank everyone for all the prayers that they prayed for me and my family during my brother's death. We got him buried Friday, and just remember his wife in prayer. She's having a hard time with it. And it's just good to be back on here again to lift up the name of Jesus. And we want to thank everyone that's been sharing the broadcast out and liking it for us. And if you haven't liked it or shared it, we'd appreciate if you would, because that gets the gospel out to more people. And we just want to thank God for the safe trip up to North Carolina and back. And we just want to thank everybody for everything that they done for us. And if you have any prayer requests, if you're listening by Facebook and have any prayer requests or praise reports, just put them in the comments below and we'll get back to them and read them. Just tell all your friends and family and your neighbors about the broadcast and hit the like button and the share button. And we'll appreciate that. And we're sorry we didn't get to come on the other week, but the internet was down and there wasn't nothing that we could do about it. So we've been missing a few services. So just bear with us as we try to lift up the name of Jesus and just get in this with us and worship the Lord with us. And we want to thank all the new listeners from all over the world that's been tuning in and listening. And the subject for today is don't come short of the promise. We don't want to come short of any of the promises of God. We want to take this time to get one of the callers in here. 706-313, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
Yeah, this is Brother Billy Keeler calling from Bonnell Ford Gospel Church. How y'all doing tonight, Sister Betty?
Oh, we're blessed.
Amen.
You go ahead and obey the Lord, and then after that, we'll get Timothy on here to sing some songs.
All right. I'll start, you know, I have to start out by saying, I love the Lord and giving him all the praises and glory for everything he's done, and most of all for what he's going to do, because I know he's not through doing miracles, and he's still, still we can make it to heaven. You know, we got works we got to get done. We got some enduring to do, but we don't have to do that alone, because he's right there beside of us. He got us everywhere we go, you know, and we're coming out of Hebrews 4:1. It says, let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of eternal entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was a the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, nor being mixed with faith in them that heard it. You know, I'll stop right there, Sister Betty. These people, they're going to come a day, you know, when everybody, the Bible says they're going to, every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess, and they're going to say, I didn't hear the gospel. I didn't hear this and I didn't hear that, you know, but that ain't going to work because they might not have went to church. They might not have read the Bible, but it's on the broadcast, it's on the radio, it's on the TV, it's on commercials sometimes. If it's the Word of God, they've heard it one shape, size, or form or another. And so, but they don't want to heed them, they don't want to let them words sink into their heart that He laid on their heart. And, you know, He said that, I'll start up, let us, that will fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into His rest, and if you should seem to come short of it, you know, can't nobody cause me to come short of the glory of God. I've been serving the Lord 30-something years, and can't nobody make me slip if I don't want to. I might can blame it on somebody else. I might can say, brother, oh, so-and-so over there caused me to fall down and didn't help me up. But, you know, this thing sometimes, you know, Sister Betty, is a one-on-one thing with God sometimes. Yeah, we got family with love, and you know, but I know that promise He gives us. He gives us the promise, praise God, that He said, I'll go away in John 14. Don't let your heart be troubled. Not be afraid, for in my Father's house are many mansions. And I go to prepare one for you, you know. But we're working on that mansion ourselves down here, baby, Sister Betty, because we're working on that by how we pray and how we talk. Every time we read our Bible, praise God, we're working on our mansion, praise God. We'll have a good testimony from when we reach the pearly gates when He asks us, praise God. And I believe the true saints of God, He won't ask them. He won't ask him if their name is written in the book of life because, praise God, Betty, I think he already knows it, that their third name is written there. And there's going to be some of them say, yeah, you know, I went to church on Sunday, but I never prayed. And he'll say, depart from me. He said, oh, yeah, I went to church all the time, but I never did get nothing in the altar. And he said, depart from me. You know, this is a little bitty thing like that, Sister Betty, that's going to cause us to come short of His glory. And I don't want nothing to stand in my way like that to cause me to come short of my glory. Or someone else come running through town and holler, look, I've got the power of the Holy Ghost. I got the power of the Holy Ghost. And you, all it is a bunch of them would run after Him. But eventually, in a short while, they'll all end up in a ditch because God didn't send that one coming hollering. Praise God. If you did, you'd know it. You know it by the witness, but your witness went under by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. And someone's going to say, hey, you can't make me come, can't nobody make me come short of His glory. No, they can't, but you can do it yourself, praise God. He's one of them self things. Then when you come to your mind and come to your senses and say, look, whoops, I messed up. Be a man about it. Man up about it. It ain't nothing hard to do. All you got to do is man up and say, Lord, I messed up. Will you help me again? Praise God, and He'll fix you right up right then. That's what He's there for, to make sure all of His children make it home. And there's no excuse for coming short of the glory, because you might have heard this preacher and that preacher, and you might have heard them on the radio, the TV, watch them on Sunday morning. I know a lot of people that don't go to church, but they got certain preachers they listen to on the radio. But I'm not saying that that's right, but I'm saying that they have had a chance to hear the gospel preached. They have heard the word of God somewhere preached. There's no excuses that they didn't know. They didn't know when the Lord's coming. They didn't know this and they didn't know that. And so they use that for an excuse, praise God. But let me tell you what. It's coming to count, and the Lord's going to say, didn't nobody have to make you do that. You done that up on your own. It's not Peter when he denied Jesus. He told me, he said, I'll never leave you, Lord. I'll never do that. He said, before the cock crows twice, Peter, you will have denied me. And he did, you know. But he didn't stop loving Peter. He didn't quit loving Peter. And Peter, you know, he nailed it. He messed up, but he broke down on my doubt in my mind. That he said, oh, Lord of mercy, I messed up. You know, but he didn't stay down there is what I'm trying to get at. Peter didn't go and run and hide his face. Peter didn't go and hang himself, praise God. Peter didn't know that he know Jesus, and he know that Jesus still loved him because he couldn't love one and not the other, praise God. But Peter, so, you know, he slid down, he slipped there a little bit. Then when he told all of the pastors, when he come back and he showed himself to them, and he said, told them you go where to go and meet at, you know, some of the disciples. And he said, tell Peter to come too. Praise God, you know, because he loved Peter. And he know that Peter, but the thing about it is, most men today, when they mess up like that, they're not man enough to stand up and take the blame for themselves, but they want to play the pity party and blame it on somebody else, praise God. But that, you know, that God don't want to hear all kind of excuses. What God wants to hear, praise God, is, Lord, here I am again. I give my heart and soul to you again, praise God. And that makes him more happier than anything. And when you do that, the angels in heaven will rejoice over one soul getting saved, praise God. That's Amen. The kind of God that I serve. That's the kind of Lord that we want to hold on to. That's the kind of God that people say this world is not nothing in this world. But I tell you what, it's just like when you go to church, you get what you go looking for. If you go Amen. Looking for the booger man, you're going to find him. But if you're going to go looking for a blessing, praise God, you're going to find that. And that's what I go looking for. And when I'm in the building and having church, the world can go by me right there. I don't care nothing about it because I'm in there talking to my Lord. We're singing to his Lord. And we're uplifting his name and praising him like he called us to do, you know. We're spreading his word, praise God. And we're trying to help our brothers and sisters come along the way. You know, we're not too busy. You know, some of them's too busy to even shake your hand or say hello, you know. Big famous preachers, you know, praise God. And they won't even shake your hand, and they don't even know that you're a child of God, praise God. All they know is you show up and pay your tithes. They show up and put an offering. And that's all they want, praise God. But then they ain't got time to shake your hand, you know. They've got a payday of coming too, praise God. And he said, let the wheat and tare grow together. And that's exactly what it meant there, you know. We can't do the separation, praise God. We've got to let the Lord do the separation at the end time, praise God. When it's his time to do the separation, praise God, yeah, somebody's going to see it and recognize it, praise God. But, yes, you know, I don't want to come short of the glory of God. I want to hold on to that unchanging hand where he said, I'll never leave you. I'll take you to the promised land. Abraham, he said, you know, he told Moses, you will take him on to the promised land that I had promised Abraham. He said, but you'll not enter in, but you'll see it, praise God. And so God let out Moses see the promised land, praise God. But that's what we got to do. We got something to look for, Sister Betty. Before I got right with God, I didn't have nothing to look forward to. I didn't have much use for nothing, but praise God, he took me in under his wing. He showed me step by step. First of all, he saved me with him. He took that stony heart out, and he put a heart, the red blood heart, the blood of God in me, praise God, and didn't leave a scar. And then he started taking me from that point on. Every day is a ladder that I'm climbing. Every day is a is the ladder that I'm climbing trying to get to heaven. It ain't no natural ladder. It's a spiritual ladder. Every day we should learn something of him. We should talk to somebody of him. If you notice when you get through, if you got a headache or something, backache or something, or if you got a toothache or something, when you get through testifying to somebody what Jesus Christ, and you notice that it's gone, praise God. Why did you obey the Lord? Hey, you done what he asked you to do. And he said, I don't want you pain no more. And so while you're testifying, the Lord touched you, praise God, and you don't even know it. But when you get through testifying, I guarantee you, you feel a whole lot better, praise God. But, you know, we got to hold on to him. And that's why I love about him, you know. And then when I say, hey, Lord, I thought you was with me because I'm walking in the sand and I only see two footprints, Lord. He said, Lord, I thought you'd walking with me. He said, I'm toting you, my child. I'm carrying you. Don't worry, my child. You know, that's the kind of God that I love to serve right there. And when I get down and out sometimes, praise God, and just about go into a pity party, you know, then I look up, praise God. I look up at the heavens and say, hey, whoa, no, don't go into that pity party stuff, praise God, because he'll drain you, he'll take you down. Oh, Lord knows. So I start singing some songs, praise God. I may not get them all in one accord and get them together. I may sing a little bit of this song and a little bit of this song. But praise God, it's music to God's ears. That's what I'm trying to say. And he'll honor that, praise God. And, you know, that's what we got to do, you know, Sister Betty. We got to keep in mind every little day that we go by, every moment that we have, you know, we got to keep the Lord in mind and we got to hold on to that. And we got to do as he said to do, you know, so keep my commandments, praise God. And that ain't hard to do. He's not going to ask us to do nothing we can't do because he already knows our mind and our hearts and our thoughts, praise God. But why? Because he is our maker. He made us from the dust of the earth, praise God. He blowed into our nostrils and made man a living soul, praise God. That's why he can show us what this. That's why he helps us, praise God. That's why he said, I go away to prepare a place for you. That's why he does that, praise God. He is our maker, builder, and he is our creator, praise God. And there's no other thing that you need to love in this world except for the his people that's in the world trying to make it home, praise God. And we all trying to bring along somebody with us. I don't want to travel alone. You know, anytime I go to Florida, I make sure there's a car full. I don't want to waste the space to get down and back, praise God. But, you know, I don't want to go by myself, praise God. And that's the way it is when we try to get to heaven, praise God. And we won't take everybody we can with us. We say, hold on. Don't lose that promise that he gave us. Don't come short of it. Hold on. Talk to the Lord. Let him know, you know, like I said, what if you slip up? Don't stay there watering in it. Break yourself up and say, Lord, I need to go back to the potter's wheel. And keep that promise in your heart.
Amen.
Keep that promise that he give you in your heart. And I tell you, praise God, life will go by a whole lot smoother. And you say, well, it's hard to live on the paycheck day to day, you know, like we do sometimes. But, you know, praise God, you know, back then when Jesus was alive, roaming this word, he's alive now, but when he was out walking this earth, they didn't have weekly paychecks. They didn't have monthly checks. Praise God, if you didn't catch something in it, you started to death. You had to work for your food. Praise God, but except the ones that was following him, he would not send them home hungry. He will not. He blessed the food. He took up 12 baskets of fragment that was left out of feeding 5,000 people. That's the kind of God I love. That's the kind of God we need to serve, you know. And that's the kind of God that's going to take us on home, praise God. That's about all I got. I get to where I can't talk, Sister Betty, but I'll go ahead and turn it back over to you and say, I love the Lord and I thank him for everything he's done each and every day, praise God.
Praise the Lord. Thanks for coming on and helping us. And we're going to get this other caller on here. Then we're going to have Kim come around and sing a couple songs. 205, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
It's Brother James Miles, Detroit, Alabama.
Praise the Lord, Brother Miles. We're going to go ahead and get Tim to come and sing a couple songs, and then we'll get you to obey the Lord.
All right, sis.
Just bear with him here. He's trying to get it set up here.
I must not forget, joy not regret, He died on the cross for me. Lord, I have not forgotten Jesus. Glory to God.
Oh, the world,
Praise God and thank you with you. He's been good.
Amen.
To us. Allowed us another chance to come on Reaching the World for Christ and reach out
Amen.
To the lost and backslidden. Seem like the hopeless is in this world. They feel like the world's falling apart. They see things going wrong. Our government seems to be wanting America to fail instead of grow. We don't know what to do about it. I can tell you tonight, reach up to Jesus. Reach up
Amen.
To God. We've not lost hope, y'all. Our hope is just like it says in what we're preaching tonight. I've got hope of a promise that God left me. He didn't just leave it to me, though. He left it to all of us. And that means whether you've ever been saved, whether you're lost and undone, whether you've slid back away from God, whether you've cooled off on Him, He still loves you. Don't come short of that promise. Glory to God. I want to read a little bit tonight. I'm going to start in verse 17. Of chapter 3 in Hebrews. And he's talking about when all the children of Israel was coming out of Egypt. And they just kept on and on kind of rebelling against him. And verse 17, but with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom sware he that they should not enter into his rest? But to them that believe not. That's who he told. If you don't believe in God, you don't believe this word, friend, you'll never enter the rest of God. And the rest
Amen.
Of God is with all the cares we have now, for all the worries, all the fears, all the doubts, all the trials, all the tribulations, all the things that go wrong every day, all the things that the government or the Supreme Court might say, yeah, that's right, that's legal. It might be legal. It don't make it right. See, we got to hold on. It said, so we see that they cannot enter in because of unbelief. If you don't make
Amen.
It to God's will after he promised it to us, it ain't going to be, you can look at the government, but, well, they done this, and they made a law to that. Let me tell you something. The first law we got in this book right here, it's in the King James Bible, and it's from the Word of God itself. Here's what it says, chapter 4, first verse. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you could seem to come short at it. See, he's telling you, I'll give you a promise that you could enter into my rest. Can you imagine this? This is just a date when nothing, period, was troubling your mind. Nothing you was worried about. You lost children. You lost grandchildren. You lost neighbors, your friends, people that backslid on God that you love. Things like that. None of that troubles you. None of your bills. None of your sickness. None of your sorrow. None of your grieving over lost loved ones. All that is, you're at rest and at peace finally. That's what the rest of God's about. It's when we quit from all our worries and we have finally found the rest that he has promised us that we can find in him. And I'm telling you, glory to God. I tell you, as an old preacher tonight, hallelujah, God, you can find that rest today while you walk this earth. If you trust God like he asked you to trust him, if you lay down at night and you got things that's troubling you, give it to the Lord. He said, cast your care on me, for I care for you. Let him care for you. Give him your trouble. Give him your trials. Glory to God. You remember, he was in the flesh. He knows what it's like to be grieved with this world and to see sin everywhere abounding around us. But we don't have to be in it. We don't have to be part of it. We can be clean. We can remain holy. We can remain with an unspotted garment. Glory to God. It's up to you, praise God, how you serve him. It can be with your whole heart, or you can half-heartedly walk this walk with God. You can be lukewarm and go to church and everybody think you're all right. But God won't think it. And you might come short of his promise, people. So now it ain't time to play no more. I'm not preaching like I used to. I don't want to tell you everything's going to be all right. You just kneel down and pray, ask him to forgive you, and everything's going to be good. It's a walk to walk. It's a talk to talk. There's deeds to be done. There's a change got to be made. There's a rebirth got to happen. Glory to God. There's a spirit got to come in other than yours and abide within you if you're going to make it in this problem. It's been for unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith. Glory to God. In them that heard it. Have you got the faith in the Word of God that the promises of God belong to you, that you don't worry about it no more, that you know he went to prepare a place for us, and that place is ours. It's yours. He prepared a place for you. Now, you don't come short of that and go into a lake of fire burning with brimstone where the fire never quench, the worm don't die. That means you feel that pain forever and ever. A separation from God that you've never felt before because he's ever with us. I got a thing over here on this thing, and it's called a concave. And it's got Jesus' picture in the back. And everywhere you walk around it, his face will turn and follow you. And I thought about that today. I talked to Sister Betty. That's just the way he does us. Wherever I go, he's looking at me. Whatever I cry out, he's hearing me. He said his eyes are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive under their cries in song, glory to God. I'm telling you today, he's waiting for people that love him enough to walk like he said walk. He's looking for people that when they come to church, like Brother Billy said, they come looking for something to happen because they come in the name of the Lord. They come looking for a blessing. Guess what? They'll go home with that blessing. And praise God. I'm telling you something right now. It's time to get off our benches at church and get on our feet and get to praising God. Them hands need to be in the air. They need to be a shout of praise. Come out your heart or to feel the blessings of God. when you go to church. That's a house of prayer. Pray to God. Get up and seek him at the altar. I don't care if they think because I'm the first one at the altar that I'm lost and undone. I'm seeking to get closer to my master. I want to get closer.
Amen.
He said, for we which have believed do enter into rest. As he said, as I've sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. He already had a way of escape for you from the time the world was born. He knew he was going to send his son. He knew Jesus would come. He knew he would die for our sins. He knew he made our way out. And if we just accept it and pray to him, ask him to be our Savior, to be our God, to come inside, to make his abode with us. Praise God. Ain't nothing in this world can keep you from the rest of God. Only thing can stop you is that man or woman that looks back at you in the mirror. The only
Amen.
Thing you got to work on is our flesh. But
Amen.
It says in chapter Romans, if we live to the flesh, we going to die. But if we live to the Spirit, it's life everlasting. Folks, that's how you get into God's rest. Said, for he spake in a certain place of the seventh days on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And this place again, if they shall enter into my rest. Do you notice that the biggest word in the Bible that I found that pertains to us is if. If you follow me, if you take your cross up and follow me daily, if you'll enter into his rest, if you'll keep my faith, if you love me, keep my commandments, if is all the way through the Bible, and it's talking to me and you. Sinner man, sinner woman, let me tell you something. You're not beyond the reach of God right now. You're not beyond his help right now. I don't care where you've been or what you've done, because I in myself at one time thought I had went too far. I thought I was gone and undone. And I got to praying up behind my mama's house. I told you this, 25-year-old. And just like the prodigal son, you've heard the story. The prodigal son took his part of his inheritance from his daddy, and he went into a far country and wasted it away with riotous living, you know. And then when he was broke, there come a great famine. He starved to death, you know what? He hooked up with this guy to feed his swine. And he didn't have no man to give him bread. And he was trying to eat to us at the swine eat, just where he'd have something in his belly. And he come to himself. He said, the servants in my father's house have ready to eat and everything they need. I'm going to go home and tell my father I've sinned before him and before heaven and ask him to forgive me and just let me be one of your servants. He come back to the father. He come home. The father seen him well and ran to him and fell on him and hugged him and kissed his neck. Said, bring the best robe. Put a ring on his finger. Put shoes on his feet. Glory to God.
Amen.
My son that was dead is alive again. Glory to God. He'll do the same for you, friend, that did me. When I prayed up here in these woods, I felt him come and wrap his arms around me. I knew I'd found something that this old boy had been missing. I didn't know how great he was till I felt his embrace. I felt his love, his forgiveness, his mercy, and glory to God. I've been in the rest of God. I don't worry about tomorrow. I got enough to worry about today, keeping my faith in under subjection where I can live to his spirit. That's
Amen.
A job. That's a job in this day and time. The TVs and things bombard you with stuff that you shouldn't even see. The commercials, they ain't going to go into it. You know what's on there. Pure people. Glory to God. You can't really find nothing worth watching on TV. I watch the news. I get hard hit, shut off. I got something right here that'll lead me into his rest. It's called the Bible. Word, the living God. And glory to God, that's what I go by. And here's what it says. It says, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. Again, he limited a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterwards have spoken of another day? He's telling you today, right now, this day, this glorious day, right now, hallelujah, maybe our last day, we don't know, but praise God, this day, you can enter into God's rest right now. I don't care where you've been, what you've done, how you fell away, how you backslid, how things have got in your way. Move them and just get a hold of God, and he will get a hold of you. He can change your life in an instant, just like that, and you're not the same. Like Billy said, that old heart that would not yield to it will be taken out. He put that heart of love, a fleshly heart that you can feel with, feel things deeper and greater than you've ever felt. Lay down at night and have so much peace on you when you get through praying and you lay down and you know everything's all right. Whether I wake up in the morning or whether I go on, I'm going to enter into God's rest. I've prepared my way. I'm living for Jesus. Glory to God. Just this week, Monday, I called in. It's time for that new insurance signing up. I called to see about some of this new health care stuff they got out. And I called, talked to a young man. And we talked on the phone. And he was telling me he was young, hadn't got married yet. He was looking forward to getting married, having kids. We got talking, and I broke into preaching to him. And I said, well, would you like me to tell you how to do your marriage correct? And he said, well, yeah. I said, well, I'm 66 years old, soon to be 67. And I learned something in my life. You don't marry the first one that you love. You wait, you fall in love with somebody. And you let God tell you that that's the one. And glory to God. I'm going to tell you something. As long as God is the glue that holds your marriage together, he'll hold your family together. He'll give you joy and peace and happiness. And if you don't do it with God, you won't do it at all. Because it'll fall apart, yeah. It'll disintegrate, and it'll be just one more divorce on the books. And he sat there a minute and said, you know what, Mr. Miles, I feel like this was destined for you to call and talk to me. He said, I feel like there's a plan laid ahead of me, and I'm going to try to follow God's plan. And I really appreciate what you said. That's helped me a whole lot. And I thought, man, but that's, I want you and everyone out there to know that God's rest is available for you. But if he ain't in the middle of your life, honey, I'm going to tell you something. You'll never find that rest. You'll never have peace. You'll never have joy. You'll be like a billionaire. You look like Blake. He's got it made, a billionaire. He'll never want for nothing. Yeah, he will. He'll want for peace, rest, happiness, joy, gladness, joy, everything. Because if we don't have Jesus, that money can't buy him the rest of God.
Amen.
I don't care what you got. Anything I've got, I throw it away for the rest that God has given my soul. Since I met him and walked with him and I commune with him all day long, before I go to sleep at night, I make sure me and him, that's a long talk, that I ask him if I've done something, thought something, anything that's hindered me, God, I ask you to remove it. Forgive me if there's one thing that would keep me from you. Glory to God. That's what I tell people. I talked to a woman yesterday. She called to tell me I was approved on the new insurance plan. And she was talking to me. And I got talking to her about the Lord. And before it was over, she got to praising God. And I did too. And she said, do you care if I add you to my prayer list at church? I said, no, ma'am. And her name was Beverly. Y'all pray for her and her family. She's trying to raise her kids right, the way schools are, teaching them different stuff. She's trying to teach them correct. She's trying to teach them what Jesus said. The true rest is in God. We can't find it nowhere else. People look for it everywhere, but they can't find it nowhere but with God. It don't matter what kind of insurance I get. I'm still going to get sick sometimes. It don't matter how they pay. They usually wind up giving me a bill of some kind. But God makes one. Here's what it goes on to say. It said, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. You got to belong to him. And it said, for he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did in his. Now, see what I'm telling you is that rest that's final, that rest that's permanent, that rest where we don't worry about death. We don't worry about being separated from our loved ones. We don't worry about whether our kids make it in or not. We don't worry about whether our friends make it. All that's gone, all that's put behind. And all we do is rest in the love of God throughout all eternity to be with Him, to enjoy the joy that He's prepared for them that love Him. Glory to God. But that rest is conditional on how you serve God, how you accept God. Do you want to do it like these preachers on TV? Send me your seed money. God will increase you. Well, that's about money. That's not about God. Because it says in the Bible, the seed is the word of God. That's what we're supposed to increase in us.
Yeah.
That's what we're supposed to grow fruit in us. And glory to God. If you're not doing that, how you plan on entering into God's kingdom? If you're not following the instructions. I want to read a little bit over here. Out of the 17th chapter of Big John. It's verse 12 where we'll start. And Jesus speaking, he said, while he's talking about the apostles, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gave me I've kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture would be fulfilled. That's why Judas Iscariot was picked by Jesus. He knew he would fail, but the scripture had to be fulfilled. That one that followed him would turn him in and turn against him. 30 pieces of silver, folks. He lost his soul. He lost the rest of God. Glory to Jesus. And now come out of thee. And these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I've given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I'm not of them. Are you of the world today? Think about this. You want to enter into God's rest? You got to be separated from the world. You don't run to the things the world runs after. You run to the things God tells you to run after. Glory to God. Get on the phone with somebody you don't know. They call to sell you insurance. Tell them about Jesus. Glory to God. Be about your Father's business. I don't know if I help one of them people or not, but both of them thank me for telling them the good news of Jesus Christ. And tell them that there's people that love you out there. There's people that care about
Amen.
You. I'm one of them. Sister Betty's one of them, the ones that come on here. That's people that worry about your soul, that preach the gospel, that you might come closer to God to get entered into His rest. Because soon, our work will be over on this world, and we're going somewhere else, folks. It ain't going to be long. Praise the good Lord. I thought about what it's going to be like when we get there. We're going to be part of something bigger than us. And it goes on. It says, I have given them thy word, and the world didn't like them. I'm not in the world. They're not in the world. That I pray not that thou should take them out of the world, but thou should, this is it, but thou should keep them from the evil. The evil of this world. God's able to keep you from it. People say, well, I couldn't help it. It's just, everybody was doing it. I didn't think it was that bad. If you got a Bible, it tells you right from wrong. If you got the Spirit of God, it won't lead you to the evil. It'll keep you from the evil. It'll separate you from the evil. Glory to God. He talks about what people can't be perfect. I don't claim to be. I claim to be led by the Spirit that is perfect. And it'll lead me in a perfect way if I'm willing to follow that Spirit. Tonight, if you don't have that Spirit, friend, you can't walk right by yourself. You can't live holy in yourself, but in Jesus Christ, glory to God, you can live holy, you can live blameless, you can live sinless, and you can do it every day. You don't have to sin. You don't have to sin a little bit. You don't have to lie every once in a while. That's a lie. Sounds like you. Satan's the one spewing that in your ear. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. It said, sanctify them, this fifth, through thy truth. Thy word is truth. You don't know how to get sanctified. Get filled up with the word of God. Study to show yourself. But let me tell you something. Satan knows the word better than we ever will. He knows the word of God. He didn't believe it. He don't practice it. He don't put it in his life. It's something separates him from the rest of God. Because he wanted to be as God. See, the word of God, he knows it inside out. He was there when it was spoken. Friend, we know it by faith. We live it by faith. We walk in it by faith. We get through this world by faith. in Jesus Christ, in the word that he left us. Glory to God. He said, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for thy sakes, I sanctify myself as deep, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Because Jesus was the word of God. He is
Amen.
The word of God. And neither pray I for these alone. Here's the one that put you all in it. Neither do I pray for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. They come speaking what Jesus told them. They come writing it down, put it in the Bible. We got it before us. That's what the apostles heard. That's what they wrote down as witnesses of Jesus. Even put it in red letters, what he spoke to them. Glory to God. If we can believe that and put it in our hearts and walk and live it, glory to God, that rest of God, that place he's prepared, it's mine. Praise God. And it ain't that I deserve it. It's that he deserves it for sanctifying me, for letting me live holy, for keeping me clean, unspotted from the world.
Yeah.
Glory to God. It's him. And when your faith builds up to the point where you put him above everything else, friend, you can get there too.
And Amen. Come on.
Amen.
It said that they all, listen, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. He wants us, glory to God, think about this. He wants us to be one with him. And I've got news for all you doubters that say a man can't live perfect. If we're one with Jesus, you can live perfect. Glory to God. You do not have to sin every day. You do not have to live wickedly every now and then. You do not have to drink when you go on vacation. You don't have to listen to dirty jokes being told. You can walk away and pray to God that he'll forgive them. Pray to God he'll move in their hearts. Witness, testify, be a light to somebody. Glory to God.
Amen.
Be one with Jesus. Be one with God the Father, because they're the same. They're one and the same. The Father and the Son, the Holy Ghost, these three are one. Glory to God. Do you understand yet that the Spirit that comes is the Spirit of Jesus Christ? That's the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And if he's in us, we're one with him because we have one Spirit. It's his that lives within us. That's a child of glory of the living God. That's one that's made his abode with Jesus. And don't plan on moving, son. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Man, I'm getting
right.
I'm gonna get a little fired up here, but I can't help it. It said,
right.
And the glory which I gave is me. Listen to this, God. It's talking about us and them and the apostles. The glory which thou gave is me, I've given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. And I in them, thou in me, that they may be made, listen to this word, perfect. In one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. We can live that perfect life, but it's through Jesus.
Amen.
It ain't through nothing else. It's got to be the way he said it. You remember in John 14, he said, if thou lovest me, keep my commandments. Keep this word.
Yes.
This word, not just in your mind, in your heart, but in your life. You know, if you live the word of God and follow it in your steps in life, you live perfect. That's perfect in God's eyes. That's living as Jesus lived. He said, I don't even speak my word. I speak what the Father tells me to speak. Glory to God. Why can't we do that? The Bible says when you speak as in the oracles of God. That's the word of God. Speak what the word says to people. See the reaction you get. I told Sister Betty, I go to Walmart pretty often. Mama always wants some. Let's go get it. And when I get up there, every time I check out, I got where I tell them, God bless you. Have a blessed day. And they've got where they say it back now to me. Every one of them. I'm always smiling. I've always got that smile on my face. And I'll say, God bless you today. And they got where they'll say it back. Used to be it'd be, have a good day. Have a good day. I started saying that and saying it back, but it's catchy. It's like a bad disease, you know. You get close enough to it, and it starts catching in you. Get close enough to the fire, and you get warmed up. But if you get close enough to Jesus, I got news for you. He'll be in here, and he'll come out here. He'll come out through your mouth. He'll come out through your living. He'll come out through your thoughts. He'll come out through your heart. You reach out and touch people, because that's all you want. If to bring somebody else along the road, you ain't going by yourself, yo. I'm not Brother Billy. I want a crowd coming with me. I want us to fill something up.
No.
That's what it's paid for. And glory to God. Woe to the man that's ashamed to speak of Jesus. Woe to the woman that won't say God bless you to people that ignore her, no matter what. And say God bless you. Have a blessed day. Walk on your way, because you've done your part. You're bringing God to them. Glory to God. And I want to read this before I get off here. It's our verse that we go through a lot. Brother Don does, I do. It comes out of Romans chapter 8, verse 9. But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwells in you. And here's what it says, and it ain't my word, it's his. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his.
Amen.
You want to know the recipe to entering into God's rest? Real simple. Obey the word of God. Invite the Spirit of Jesus Christ inside you. And I'm going to say this again. I'm an old country preacher. I like to repeat stuff sometimes. God ain't coming into no garbage dump. He ain't coming into no nasty building house. That house got to be cleaned up. You got to truly repent. Repent means turn away from. Turn in a new direction. Turn toward Jesus. Turn toward heaven. Glory to God. Make that your goal in life. Everybody is looking to put money up for retirement, saving, buying life insurance, where the kids will have money left, all that garbage. Let me tell you something. If you get Jesus, I ain't worried about that. They can throw me in a box and bury me in a field somewhere. It won't matter. I'm not there. People, you shouldn't be either. Jesus made a way for every one of us to enter into the rest of God once and for all, and to have it every night when we lay our head down, not knowing if you'll wake up or not, but having that rest in your soul of knowing I'm all right. I'm in good shape, because if I don't wake up, I'll wake up in heaven. I'll be with Jesus.
Amen.
I'll be there forever. I've got people waiting on me. I got a picture of my wife right over there.
Come on, baby.
Glory to God. I got pictures of my daddy hanging right there. People that's gone on, and I long to see, but I want to see Jesus. And I want you and everyone that sees me to see him in me. Because if you can't, then I'm in trouble. And people, if you're not living in a way that they can see Jesus in you, you're in trouble today. And ain't but one way out, and that's invite him in. And invite him in, that means you let him clean you up. It says in 1 John, 1 chapter 9, verse, if we will confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. What
Amen.
Clean? You start walking in the Word of God, he's coming inside. He ain't waiting for him and looking for him. Nothing else. It's a promise in God that we can receive the Holy Ghost, his Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, and dwell within you. You can walk upright, and don't matter if people laugh at you, they shun you, they look down on you, snarl their nose at you, because they know you're going to tell them about God. And they don't want to hear it, because they're living in darkness, and we're bringing a light to them. You keep bringing that light. You're making a recipe that can't nothing mess it up. It's a recipe set by God. Live by his word. Keep his commandments. Show everybody that you love the Lord, because he first loved you. Don't let nothing get in your way. The rest of God, eternal rest, is before us. And it's not just like it is here. When one day happened to get everything off our mind, everything's going good, setting up on the mountaintop, that's called a blessing of God. Entering into his rest is where you know, I've got this trouble. I've got this trouble. I'm worried about some of my lost children. I am. Worried about some of my lost grandchildren. I am. I'm worried about loved ones and friends and family and relatives all over that don't know the Lord. I'm worried about the ones that is out there, and they're starving their soul because they won't eat the Word of God. They're letting it get thinner and thinner and thinner to where soon God will have to leave because other stuff starts taking its place. I worry about that. But when I lay down at night, I give Him it all. And I say, Lord, here it is. Every problem, every trial, every tribulation, every bad thought, everything, Lord, I give it to You. I don't want to go to sleep with a worry on my mind. I want to know I'm right with You. If I'm right with You, all will be well. And I'll find the rest of God's. I don't want to come short of nothing God promised. He promised me eternal life through the blood of Jesus Christ that washed my sins away. He promised me that I could enter into His rest one day. And it wouldn't be like any rest I've ever known. It'd be so much peace and so much happiness, so much freedom, so much joy that we've never known nothing like it. And I'm going to tell you what. Grab your mirror and look in it and tell the devil that fellow in that mirror is not going to keep me from God's rest. I rebuke you, Satan, and all your works, and I resist you. You're going to flee because I submit to God right now. You pray that and really submit yourself to God, friend, you're going to enter that rest. You're going to find it because glory to God. He died to give it to you. That's how much He wanted you to have it. He died to give you that rest. He rose again that you don't have to stay dead yourself.
Yes,
next time you come down praying, remember what God's done for you. Remember what He's done for your family. Remember every blessing He's ever put your way. Remember how you was born, how you was a baby, how you raised up, how you got big enough now. You know right from wrong. You know how to walk upright. You know how to clean your house. It's one simple thing. Ask Him into your life. Do it now. Do it tonight. He said, what did He say over today? If you'll harden not your heart, then He'll come in. He wants you to have that rest. And this old man does too. I want to say a quick prayer before we get off tonight. Heavenly Father, I pray, dear God, the ones that need to hear this tonight will hear it. The people will just share this out and share this out. Because there's a rest that lays for the people of God. I've preached these verses at funerals before. That their works is over and they've entered in the rest of God. But our works are not done. We're not finished. Don't sit down on it. Don't cool down. Just keep going and pressing in toward the prize of the mark of the high calling of God. Because He has a calling in your life. I'm not calling to preach, it don't matter. Well, I'm not calling to teach, it don't matter. God's got a calling on you. And it's to help somebody else make their way home. When you get His rest on your soul, you'll want somebody else to have it. It's that good. Friend, don't let nobody around you have a doubt that you belong to God. Live it in front of them. Show them. And show them that there's great joy in serving the Lord. And let them know that that's just the start. We've got great and mighty promises from God. And it's impossible for God to lie. Those promises are true. They're real and they're yours. Through the blood of Jesus. And the saving power of His grace. Just call on Him tonight. Wherever you are, whatever condition you're in, call on Jesus. Let Him be the Savior of your life. I pray that someone will speak this to my children. If they won't listen to me, maybe they'll listen to you. I pray God send somebody to them that would witness and testify to my grandchildren, my children, my loved ones, all the people around me, that we all gather together at the master's table one day, me and you, whoever you are, out there in Facebook land, where I want us to be together in heaven. That's where we were made to be. He made us to be the children of God. And if you don't divorce Him, you'll be His child. Because you've got to divorce Him and throw Him away, or He'll have you in His rest. And I pray you find it in Jesus' name. Amen. I love all of you. Sister Betty, I'm going to let you have it back.
Okay, we're going to get this other caller on here. 706, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
Hey, Sister Betty, this is Brother Willie. Praise the Lord. It's good to be back. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. We're going to have Tim come around and sing a couple songs, and then you can obey the Lord.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, it's fine. Lord, it's good to be back again, amen. Praise God, and you know, God is good, amen. Praise the Lord, and we just thank God, praise the Lord, for all his blessings, everything that he's doing and what he's going to do, amen. Praise the Lord, and you know, we're coming at a book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 1, amen. Praise the Lord, but you know, notice what he said right there in verse 1, said, let us therefore fear, lest a promise be left at us of entering unto his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. So, you know, the main thing, the one thing that God wants for us to do is to fear him. You know, he wants for us to have the spiritual fear. The spiritual fear, I mean, praise the Lord, the enemy put on friends or whatever, they say you got sin, you got a rank, you got a loud, as Brother Miles was saying, man, praise the Lord, but we got to fear the Lord. We got to say no, man, praise the Lord, to sin, because we got to fear the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord. I know he don't want, he's not, amen, praise the Lord, somebody, amen, praise the Lord, he's ready to strike us, he's not ready, amen, praise the Lord, but he loves us, amen, praise the Lord. Somebody's fear, amen, praise the Lord, fear to go to hell. Because Jesus Christ has already made a way for us, amen, praise the Lord. So we don't have to go there, amen, praise the Lord. But it's the less a promise being lifted us of enter unto the rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. So that, amen, praise the Lord, he don't want for us to become short of the glory of God. He don't want for us, amen, praise the Lord, to make heaven, amen, praise the Lord, because Jesus Christ paid the great price for us, amen, praise the Lord. And, and he want for us, amen, praise the Lord, yes, to fear the Lord, to fear, amen, praise the Lord. You know, the Bible says in the book of Matthew, to fear no man, amen, praise the Lord, but fear God can destroy the body and the soul, amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, we don't have to fear man. They only can destroy the body, amen, praise the Lord. I mean, in this world, amen, praise the Lord, people will come against us, people that could come and praise the Lord, come and try to destroy us and everything, amen, praise the Lord. The only thing, and there's only one thing they can do, destroy this body, amen, praise the Lord. But thank be to God, we got a new body waiting on us, amen. We got a new body, praise the Lord, that wait for us in heaven. Amen, praise the Lord. This body can be destroyed. This body can be torn down. Amen, praise the Lord. But we got a, praise the Lord, a brand new body that wait for us in heaven. Amen, praise the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord. There will never be, amen, praise the Lord, be destroyed. There will be no pain there. There will be no suffering there. Amen, praise the Lord. There ain't going to be no more sickness. Amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, it's what he wanted, amen, for us to have the fear of God. Amen, praise the Lord. Every time that we walk, every time that we do something, amen, praise the Lord, to hear the fear of God, amen, praise the Lord. No, I'm not going to do this. You know, when things come, when the enemy comes with temptation, say, no, I'm not going to do this because I don't want to miss God. I don't want, amen, praise God, to God be mad at me, amen, praise the Lord, because let me tell you something. I know God is love. God is the God of wrath too, amen, praise the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord. And there's going to be a time, amen, praise the Lord, where people will, people that tend to get away with things in this world. People think, well, somebody else does it, I can too. You know, somebody's been doing this, somebody do this, go to church, preaching tongues, and continue sin. Let me tell you something. They might get away for a little while, but they ain't going to get away from at the end, amen, praise the Lord, because they wait the judgment day, amen, praise the Lord. And very soon, said, for unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. For the word was preached, did not profit them, and not being mixed with faith, and them that heard it, But you know what he said? You know, the gospel's been preached, amen, praise the Lord. But what we do with the gospel, what people do with the gospel, the people hear the gospel and praise the Lord, and they don't apply to their heart. They hear the gospel, and they say, well, I don't like it, amen, praise the Lord. Or they say, well, there's no truth, there's no real, amen, praise the Lord. And so many people ask me, how do you know that God is real? Amen, praise the Lord. You know, the only thing that I can say, well, I know he's real because he's been faithful to me. Amen, praise the Lord, because God is real. Amen, praise the Lord. And people ask me, how do you know the word of God is real? And I say, because it is the word of God. Amen, praise the Lord. It's Jesus himself speaking to us. Amen, praise the Lord. And he sacrificed himself. He made himself a sacrifice so that we can come unto him. Amen, praise the Lord. And the gospel that's been preached, you know. And it's one of the things that Jesus said. He said, you know, the end of the world will not find and will not come until the gospel be preached unto the world, all the world. Amen, praise the Lord. People don't have no excuse why they're going to go to hell. People ain't going to have no excuse. Amen, praise the Lord, because the gospel is going to be preached. Everybody's going to hear the gospel. Everybody's hearing the gospel. A lot of people say, well, I don't like that. I don't like the way they preach. I don't like the preacher. You know, they say, well, I don't like the preacher, but they really, they don't have no problem with the preacher. They don't like to hear the word of God. Amen, praise the Lord, because the word of God, amen, praise the Lord, they condemn. Amen, praise the Lord. The word of God condemn. The word of God will convict you. Amen, praise the Lord. The word of God will deal with your heart. Amen, praise the Lord. They take away, you sleep. Amen, praise the Lord. And that's why so many people is running today from the word of God. They're running from from God. Amen, praise the Lord. And they're trying to fulfill, amen, praise the Lord, their love with some males. Amen, praise the Lord. But this is a place in our heart. Amen, praise the Lord. That's special for God. And you cannot put nothing else in. Amen, praise the Lord. Because only one can fulfill their place in Jesus Christ. Amen, praise the Lord. You cannot put no alcohol. You cannot put no drugs. You cannot put no sin. You cannot put no lies there. Amen, praise the Lord. Because there's not for that. It's a place in our heart for Jesus Christ. Amen, praise the Lord. I don't care, praise the Lord. People can go to church. People can do whatever they want to. Amen, praise the Lord. For that place is not for the church. The place is for Jesus Christ himself. Amen, praise the Lord. He made us. Amen, praise the Lord. He made us in his image. He made us for his, amen, praise the Lord, for him. He made us for his glory. Amen, praise the Lord. That we can praise God. Amen. And glorify God. Amen, praise the Lord. And once again, the gospel is going to be preached. The gospel has been preached. He said in verse 2 again, for unto us was the gospel preached, the preaching as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them. Because the word, amen, praise the Lord, they didn't, amen, praise the Lord, the word preached did not profit them, and not being mixed with faith. And we got to mean the word of God. You know, when Jesus Christ, when we have said the word of God in our heart, we got to say, Lord, increase my faith. Lord, give me more faith. Let me believe on you. You know, that's the only way that we can believe on Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, praise the Lord. So it's got to increase my faith. Amen, praise the Lord. That's what the disciples told Jesus. They asked him to increase their faith. Amen, praise the Lord. Because, you know, many times we got to have faith. We got to believe that God is God. Amen, praise the Lord. Because the enemy is trying to defeat us. The devil trying to, amen, praise the Lord, trying to put doubt in our mind. Amen, praise the Lord. But, you know, and we got to pray unto God. Say, God, just give me more faith. God, increase my faith. Help me, Lord, to believe more in you. Lord, show me things, amen, praise the Lord, that I can tell people. Show me, amen, praise the Lord, so I can have the spirit, amen, praise the Lord. And so many times that God show us things, amen, praise the Lord. And God deal with us, amen, praise the Lord. You know, that's like God is talking about, amen, praise the Lord, in the Old Testament. Where in Hebrews chapter 3, he's talking about, praise the Lord. If you hear the word, harden your heart. He said, like your father, from the day of provocation, that they rebel against me, he said, the miracles, the psalm 40 years in the desert. Amen. These are the miracles that I've done. The psalm, amen, praise the Lord, I give them water in the desert. I give them bread in the desert. I supply every need. Amen, praise the Lord. It's still the night. Amen, praise the Lord. And he said, hard know your heart today. Amen, praise the Lord. And you know, like in the days that we live, people see the miracles. People see what God has done for them. God has blessed them. God has healed their bodies. God has touched their mind. God blessed them financially. And God blessed them with the job. God blessed them so many ways. Amen, praise the Lord. And they forgive God. Amen, praise the Lord. When they get blessed, when they got everything they want from God, they forgive by him. They walk away from him. They heart to heart once again. Amen, praise the Lord. And That's what he's saying, man. Praise God. And we got to put, we got to put faith in the Word of God, amen. Praise God. When we read the Bible, say, Lord, increase my faith, Lord. Help me to have more faith than you, Lord. Help me to believe that word, Lord. Help me, Lord, to understand, Lord, what you say unto me. Help me, Lord, to believe that you are the God, you are my Savior, that you are my deliverer, Lord, that you are there for me, that you will never leave me, Lord, that you will never forsake me. You go with me, Lord, even unto the end. So, Lord, help me, Lord, to know. Help me to know, hallelujah, that you everything, amen, praise Lord. Open my spiritual eyes, open my spiritual ears so I can hear what you say unto me, Lord, amen, praise Lord. And we got to talk to God, amen, praise Lord. And we got to mix, amen, praise Lord, the word of God with faith, amen, praise Lord. And you know, the Bible says in the book of Romans, amen, praise Lord, that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, amen, praise Lord. And a lot of people say, well, I don't have no faith. Well, get on the word of God. Start reading the Bible, amen, praise Lord. And God will increase your faith. You begin to see what God has done, and praise the Lord with the disciples. See what God, what Jesus has done when he walked on this earth. See what Jesus has done, amen, praise the Lord, when he walked on this world, amen, praise the Lord, he done miracles, amen, praise the Lord. He blessed people, amen, praise the Lord. He come, amen, praise the Lord, and healed the leprosy. He healed the blind, amen, praise the Lord. And healed the broken heart, amen, praise the Lord. And miracle, and miracle after miracle, amen, praise the Lord. And that's what we got to believe, amen, praise the Lord. And that's what he said, amen, praise the Lord, hallelujah. We got to mix, we got to mix our faith with the word of God. We got to mix, amen, praise the Lord. That's like when you make a cake, amen, praise the Lord. You make a cornbread. You better put the right ingredients, because if it ain't going to be good, amen, if you don't do that, it's the same thing with the Christian. You better put the faith with the word of God, amen, praise the Lord. If you walk, if you believe in God and you know the Bible, amen, praise the Lord, you know that God is right there with you, amen, praise the Lord, because he will never leave us. He will never forsake us, amen, praise the Lord. The Bible says in verse 3, says, for which we have believed into unto rest. And as he said, as I have sworn unto my wrath, if they shall enter unto my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. You know, I think about it once again in 3, it says, for we would have believed to enter into rest. You know, how many times, amen, praise the Lord, if we believe, amen, praise the Lord, we pass from this world, we pass away, amen, praise the Lord, amen, praise the Lord, there's going to be a rest there. We ain't going to be suffering no more, amen, praise the Lord. That's a resting place for us, amen, praise the Lord. Now, Jesus Christ is a resting place. You know, a lot of times, amen, praise the Lord, some people pass away, and the first thing somebody else said, well, rest in peace, rest in peace. If the people did not make to heaven, they are not resting in peace, because they don't have the peace, amen, praise the Lord, because in hell, there's no peace there. There's no resting place, amen, praise the Lord, because it's born forever and forever and forever, amen, praise the Lord. Only way that we can rest in peace if we make it to heaven. When we make it to heaven, amen, praise the Lord, well, there ain't going to be no more sickness, well, there ain't going to be no more problems, well, there ain't going to be nothing bad of this world, amen, praise the Lord. But we're going to be a man, praise the Lord, forever and ever, praise the Lord, with him, and praise the Lord in heaven, amen. But I'm going to go right here to Psalms 95 and 8. Amen, praise the Lord. And he said, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the days of temptation in the wilderness. When your father tempted me, prove me and saw my works. 40 years long was I agree with this generation and say, it is a people that do error in their hearts and they have no know my ways. You know, and that's what he said, and the praise the Lord, is that people walk with God for 40 years, day and night, amen, praise the Lord, 24/7, amen, praise the Lord. And God, amen, praise the Lord, he gave them, amen, praise the Lord, the cloud by day, amen, praise the Lord, so they wouldn't be born by the sun. And he put, amen, praise the Lord, fire, feel a fire at night time, amen, praise the Lord, so they'd be able to see and they stay warm. They was in one temple, so 24/7, 7 days a week, amen, praise the Lord, 12 months and a year, for 40 years, amen, praise the Lord, the one temple to yes for them, because God loved them so much, amen, praise the Lord. But yeah, they still complain about it. They still, amen, refuse to serve God, amen, praise the Lord. And he said, they saw my miracles, they saw me, they know. They deal me, amen, praise the Lord. But, yeah, they still complain about it. They still forgot me, amen, praise the Lord. And, you know, this is the sad thing, amen, praise the Lord. Can people serve God for so many years and then backslide? And, amen, praise the Lord. They hurt God's heart, amen, praise the Lord. They hurt him, amen, praise the Lord. And because, you know, Jesus Christ died for that person. Jesus Christ died for the person, amen, praise the Lord. And he feel pain for them, amen, praise the Lord, because they crucified. They put him back to the cross, and when every time the person backslid and God, amen, praise the Lord, they put Jesus Christ back on the cross, amen, praise the Lord. They put him back to shame, amen, praise the Lord. And that's what, amen, praise the Lord, and that's what God said, amen, praise the Lord, hallelujah. If you hear his voice, harden not your heart, because, amen, praise the Lord, let me tell you something. God is not going to deal with people daily. He's not going to deal with people for years and year after year, amen, praise the Lord. You know, the Bible says in the book of book of Genesis, amen, praise the Lord, he said, my spirit not always dry with man, amen, praise the Lord. And God is going to deal with people for a little while, and after a while, God is going to withdraw his spirit from them, amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, when he talks to you, amen, praise the Lord, when he tell you, you better accept his calling. You better accept him, amen, praise the Lord, because he's not going to deal with you. He's not going to deal, amen, praise the Lord. He's not going to deal year after year, amen, praise the Lord, because he's going to withdraw, amen, praise the Lord. He's going to say, enough is enough, amen, praise the Lord. In that times that we live, a lot of people say, as long as I ask God to forgive me, as long as he continues sin, as long as I ask God to forgive me, you know, there's going to be a time, amen, praise the Lord, where God's going to withdraw his spirit and say, no, I'm not going to deal with you no more, amen, praise the Lord. He's going to turn people over to the reprobate mind, praise the Lord, because they harden their hearts, amen, and they do not accept Jesus Christ, amen, praise the Lord. They do not want him no more, amen, praise the Lord. They do not want him no more, amen, praise the Lord, in the cross, amen. They don't want him in their lives, amen, praise the Lord. They don't want him no more in the churches, amen, praise the Lord, and because they want their own way. They want to do their own thing, amen, praise the Lord. And Jesus Christ said, yes, harden your heart. Open your heart, and I will come in. He said, I stand at the door at night. If you open, I will come in and sup with you, amen, praise the Lord. And that's what Jesus is standing at the door today. One day, amen, praise the Lord, things going to change. One day, people stay at the door and knock for Jesus to open. He's going to say, depart from me, you work for seven iniquity. I had never knew you, amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, I believe today is the day of salvation, because tomorrow may never come, amen. And we got to accept him. We got to open that door, amen, praise the Lord. Open the door, amen, praise the Lord, the door of our heart, so Jesus can come in, praise the Lord, and be, amen, praise the Lord, and be the Lord of our life, amen, praise the Lord, and be, amen, praise the Lord. He will lead us, he will guide us, amen, praise the Lord, and he will supply every need, amen, praise the Lord, and he will take us, amen, praise the Lord, hallelujah. If we follow him, we'll never go wrong, amen, praise the Lord, and because he is everything, he is the door, amen, praise the Lord, and he is our Savior, he is our deliverer, he is our provider, amen, praise the Lord, he is our he gives us a joy, he gives us a peace, amen, praise the Lord, and he gives us anything that we want, praise the Lord. He said he shall supply every need according to his riches in Christ, Jesus Christ, amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, if we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, praise the Lord, and we got to pay everything. We might be poor in this world, but we rich in Jesus Christ, amen. And we might be, praise the Lord. I tell you what, there are people that's rich in this world. If they don't have no Jesus, that's the poorest people in this world, amen, praise the Lord. I know a lot of people say, I got $1 million, I got $20 million, or $1 billion, whatever it is, but if they don't have no Jesus Christ, they don't have nothing. Amen, praise the Lord, because once they leave this world, amen, praise the Lord, they leave this world the same way they come, amen, praise the Lord, amen, praise the Lord. They're going to go to like the rich man, amen, praise the Lord. The rich man, he was living in this world, amen, praise the Lord, and he was in the best thing, he was living in a good place, amen, praise the Lord. But when he opened his eyes and he wasn't in the lake of fire, amen, praise the Lord, he was begging, amen. And you see, he was a beggar then, amen, praise the Lord. Lazarus was a millionaire, amen, praise the Lord. And that's what it is in this world, amen. Things will change, amen. But we, praise the Lord, if we got Jesus Christ, we got everything. And we got everything, amen, praise the Lord. You know, the richest people in this world, they might live under the bridge, but if they got Jesus Christ, he's the richest people, amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, hallelujah, he said, yes, come unto me, amen, praise the Lord. And he wants for us to accept him, to live for him, amen, praise the Lord. We go back to Hebrews, amen, praise the Lord, and because, you know, and there's good, it's more, a few more good scriptures right there that that I want to read. Amen. Praise the Lord. And amen. Praise the Lord. And so in verse, go back to Hebrews 4:4, it says, for he spoke a certain place on the seventh day, and this was, and God did rest the seventh day from all his work. You know, in the same way that God rest for the same, and the seventh day, you may all his work. There's one day that's going to be a rest place for us. And can you tell somebody all the things that we go through right now, all the stuff and all the pain, all the things that we go through, President, one day we walk into the rest place. And I praise the Lord, everything is going to be so peaceful. Everything is going to be, and I praise the Lord, fine. And I praise the Lord, once again, there ain't going to be no pain. There ain't going to be no more rushing. There ain't going to be no, and I praise the Lord, we don't have to want to get gas. And I praise the Lord, we don't have to wonder if we're going to have enough, how much the gas is going to cost. And I praise the Lord, how much groceries is going to cost today. And I praise the Lord, there ain't going to be nothing like that, praise the Lord, because we're going to be resting in peace. We're going to, and I praise the Lord, hallelujah. We're going to be enjoying, praise the Lord, the blessings of God. And I praise the Lord.
Amen.
And I believe that's what God want for us to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. But he want his people not to harden their hearts. He's opened your heart, open your mind. Let me come unto you. I want to come and sit with you. I come, amen. Praise the Lord. You know, just because he did not come to call the rich, he came to call the poor. Amen. Praise the Lord. When Jesus Christ walked on this earth, amen. Praise the Lord. He didn't go to the rich people's house. So he went to the poor. Amen. Praise the Lord. He didn't go, amen. Praise the Lord, to the president, but he went to the beggars. Amen. Praise the Lord. He went, amen. Praise the Lord, to the beggars, to eat breakfast. Amen. Praise the Lord. To eat supper. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. He went, amen. Praise the Lord. And to the lows of this Lord. And I just thank God, amen. Praise the Lord, that he saw me one day that I was so low, and he picked me up. Amen. Praise the Lord. And now you
yes,
thank God, praise the Lord, for the blessings. Amen. So we just thank God, praise the Lord. And I thank God, praise the Lord. Thank God for the opportunity. Amen. Thank God for Sister Betty and Timothy. Amen. Praise the Lord. And for the opportunity. And I will turn it over to Sister Betty. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Brother Willie, do you have any prayer requests?
Yeah, I just continue to pray for all my family. And I got prayer report too. My sister did have had a surgery done, and we was praying, you know, that God would make a way, and you know, somebody that lived there in Monterey that took her back in the car back to home. So she didn't have to ride the bus, amen, praise the Lord. So God make a way for her. If she's doing better, she's doing good. So I thank God
praise
for that. Thank God for everybody's prayer, amen, praise the Lord. And continue to pray for all my family, amen, the Lord, and continue to pray for the church, amen, praise the Lord.
Okay. Brother Miles, do you have any prayer requests?
Yeah, I want everybody to remember me. I've been having, like everybody else, bad sinus problems. I was sick all last week, and got some medicine, I feel better. It still irritates me when I try to preach and stuff. I get hoarse and choked up sometimes, but sometimes I get choked up because of tears are coming. I feel the Spirit of God. And I'm praying that everybody out there would feel that Spirit that we feel. Just one time that they get to feel it before they leave this world, because without it, they're not going to leave it in a happy, they're going to no happy place. So I pray for the lost, my children, Brother Yearwood's children, Brother Willie's family, all of them, and all our families, and all the people of the world that hear this, we'll just take and share it to whoever they can, and let them hear the word of God that he loves you. He wants you to enter into his rest. He give you a promise that rest is there for you. And you say, for me? Yeah, for you. If it's there for me, it's got to be there for you. He loves us all the same. And I just pray that they get that in their hearts and get a hunger for God.
Yeah.
Because right now this world is starting for him. We see it every day, the things that are happening, the evil that they're trying to teach our children and everything else. And I pray against it. I pray God puts a hand there and puts a stop to it all. But the Bible says we're looking for those things before Jesus comes. So we're at the door, people, and he's nigh to come. And I hope everybody takes heed to it, reads their Bible, and sees the signs that he said would come, and see if that's not about time for him. And get a godly fear in your heart that you might come short of his promises. and seek him out and do it for him. That's my prayer tonight.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, is that all you got?
Yes, go ahead.
I'm going to read the prayer request off. I know that there's probably people out there on Facebook that has needs, and we're going to lift them up to the Lord. And if you do have a prayer request and want it to be made known, go ahead and put it in the comments below, and we'll be praying over all the prayer requests here in just a few minutes. It's been kind of an emotional day for me because it's been 11 months today since my husband went to be with the Lord, and he asked us to carry on this broadcast for him, and we're trying to do our very best to lift up the name of Jesus and to see souls saved. And just pray for me and Tim as we go out and do what the Lord would have us to do. We're helping in two other churches, so just pray for us that we'll be in the Lord's will. And remember all of our loved ones. I lost my brother last week, and been kind of hard on the family, and especially for his wife. She's really having it hard right now. So just remember Susan when you pray. And just pray for all of our loved ones that need the Lord. I know all of us have some in our families that need God. Let's just lift up each other's families that somehow that the Lord will reach them and that they'll be saved. And remember Gail Stewart, she's needing healing in her knee. She's been in a lot of pain with it. Sandy Conley says to keep her mom in prayers. Pray for Lou Witt's family. Lou Witt went on to be with the Lord. Just pray for comfort for that family. Kathleen went to the ER with gallbladder pain, so remember that, and just keep her in your prayers that the pain will let up, that God will touch her and heal her. Let's pray for a little 3-week-old baby. It was born early, and it weighs 3 pounds. And Sherry Warnock says she has several unspoken prayer requests. She needs God to move on, so remember that. Doris Finley says to pray for all of her loved ones that need to be saved. Caleb Roberts' dad had a stroke, and he's in the hospital, so remember him. Linton Watson is sick with a head cold, so remember him. Doyle Talent was supposed to be going to rehab today. They had done some type of surgery on him and nicked his intestines and got infection all through his body, and he's been in pretty bad shape, but thank God he was supposed to get out and go to some kind of rehab today, so just continue to pray for him. He's still needing God's touch. Remember Johnny and Janet and the kids, they all have colds. Roberta Harder said to remember her great-grandbaby, the little girl that was born early. Its lungs are not fully developed, and I think the baby weighs about 4 pounds. And last night they had to incubate the baby. The baby and the mom have COVID, and the mom and dad need prayer. They're at home and isolation from the baby, so just pray for that whole family there. And Rebecca had some friends that are needing prayer. She said that they're putting the wife on life support today, and just pray for the husband and the wife. Both of them's needing a healing touch. Remember our pastor, Brother Don Harris. He usually comes on with us, and he's been battling this cold or sinus infection or whatever for several weeks now, and he's been taking antibiotics, and he's been preaching about 6 or 7 days a week, so his throat's about stripped out right now, so just pray for him and pray that God will just touch him and lift him back up. He's like my husband was. He loves to preach, so can't hold him down long. Just pray for also his granddaughter, Faith. They had to take her to the ER earlier. She was very sick. And just pray for Shell Creek Church and God's House down in Cleveland. God's moving in both churches and blessings, so just remember them. Remember his niece, Angie. She's going through chemo treatments right now. She's had colon cancer, and just lift her up. Her husband's had a stroke and not doing real well, and they got a 13-year-old son, so just remember all of them. And remember Nellie, his sister. She needs healing in her body. Irene needs healing. And just pray for Lisa and Serenity. They need God's touch on them. And Trish Merritt is having a scope run down her stomach tomorrow. And then she's having an MRI on her left shoulder. She's in a lot of pain. So remember her. Gloria Jean Broomstick, daughter Missy, needs our prayers. They said that she might have a blockage in her leg. So let's just pray Ezekiel 16:6 over that leg there.
Amen.
And just pray that there ain't no kind of blockage, no blood clots or anything. We know that God's more than able to take care of this. And just pray for all the people that are dealing with this COVID and all the people in the hospitals with different sicknesses, all the ones that are in nursing homes and the people that are shut in that can't go nowhere. Just remember them. My heart goes out to them. And let's remember Elizabeth Lawson. She's had a heart attack 4 days ago, and she's in the hospital waiting to have heart surgery. Remember Beverly, she's, as she raises her children, that she'll, you know, raise them in the ways of the Lord.
Amen.
Remember all of the ones out there that don't know which way to turn. Just pray that they'll turn to the Lord. And we just want everyone to be lifting me and Tim up. We've had a sinus infection for several months now, and we haven't never went and got nothing for it. But getting to the point where I think that we're going to have to go get some antibiotic, and just pray that God will touch us. And remember all those out there. Like I said on Facebook, there's many needs out there, I'm sure, and different ones are sick and facing different things. So we're just going to all go to the Lord in prayer and pray for all these needs. And most of all, let's pray for the ones that don't know the Lord, that they'll get under conviction and come on in and live for the Lord. Okay, let's all just go to the Lord in prayer and just lift everybody up to the Lord. God, we just
Father
praise
God,
you.
We come before you tonight, Father. We come in Jesus' name to lift each one of these to know that you weep from one problem to you that you can solve, that you're more than able and capable and willing to meet the needs of your children. Thank God you've touched the bodies of the Lord and have brought to be that you cursed again in their bodies, in their bodies, that you would die to leave their bodies, Father God. Lord, let them
Jesus, Lord, and 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 Lord, Keep your mind up on the Lord.
I'll follow everywhere he leads. Daily I praise him. He's meeting all my needs. Oh, isn't it gracious? You know, Jesus is with me everywhere I go. He's my companion, friend, and I'm along the way. Sheltering me from all harm. Gladly I lean on his arm. I'll rejoice in his great love each day. Praising God his Savior and the star he stays. Joyful to serve him and his blessed will obey. Trying to be like him, all his word is his. Trusting him from his time to day, he's building in no infinite grace.
Tell me, bring what will
Love all of you.
God bless. Good night.
Good night.